Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, features of the iOS clock. Hi everyone, welcome to today's tip. Today I am going to discuss the iOS clock. We discussed the alarm before when looking at the clock, but I never explored the other options, and as I've had my iPhone for, a while now, almost a year and a half, I've realized that the other parts of the clock are very useful, because not only is there an alarm, but there's also a timer and a stopwatch and even a world clock where you can add cities to it. So you can automatically know what time it is in different parts of the world. And that's very handy if you've got people on the internet that you're friends with. You know how international everything's getting. Internet, Facebook, and Twitter, which I guess are all sort of all the same. And you want to know what time it is in their part of the world, and you can find out very easily. So I am going to go into
settings,
the clock.
Messages, calendar, contact, videos.
It is in my utilities folder.
Utilities folder, 10 apps.
Utilities. I like iOS 5. It tells you how many apps are in a folder before you go into the folder. And that's nice because each folder can only hold 12 apps. So you need to make, you don't want to have too many apps in a folder.
Compass, voice, note, stocks, photos, my identity, maps.
Sometimes it forces you to pick
clock.
And choose. Okay, so there's my clock.
Clock, world clock, edit button.
And I'm in the world clock already. The dock at the bottom tells you the different choices you have.
Selected. World clock. Tab. Alarm. Tab. Stopwatch. Tab. Timer. Tab.
So let's see what I've got in world clock.
New York. 3:58 New York. 3:58 p.m. Today.
That was there by default. That was there by default, I think. I don't think I added that.
New York. 3:58 p.m. Wellington. 8:58 a.m. Tomorrow.
I added Wellington, New Zealand in there just because. And you can add things very easily.
New York. Add. World clock. Edit. Button.
Let's see what edit does. That's at the top left of the screen.
Done. New York. 3:58 p.m. Reorder New York. 3:58 p.m.
Reorder it.
Delete Wellington. 8:58 a.m.
Delete them or
tomorrow.
Reorder them.
Switch. Reorder New York. Delete New York. 3:58 p.m. Today.
Reorder or delete.
Switch button. Add.
Any
button.
Of them.
Done. Button.
I'll say done.
Edit.
All right, edit turns into done, just like usual with the buttons.
World clock, heading, add, button.
I'm going to add a city.
Search field is editing.
And in order to search, you don't really need to insert a state, search for a state or a country or whatever.
Search for a city to add to world clock. Search field is editing. Insertion point at end.
Let's see. Let's search for London. That's a nice small city name to type.
UKLPONDIPOBN.
My typing is less than desirable on this thing.
London, England. Cancel button. London, England. Q.
That is the only city there.
London, England.
Isn't there a London, Pennsylvania? I don't know. Anyway, London, England is what I want.
World clock. Edit button. World clock. Heading, add, button, New York, 4 p.m., today, Wellington, 9 a.m., tomorrow, London, 8 p.m., today.
And then, of course, we change time and fall back next week. Oh, yay, Eastern Standard Time here in the U.S. So now the U.K. is only 4 hours ahead of us instead of the usual 5.
Selected.
They changed
world
time
clock,
last week.
Tab.
This is all too confusing. All right, so we've explored the world clock. We've added a city. We can see where we can edit and delete and reorder the cities that are in there. I'm back on the dock again. World clock is selected.
Alarm. Tab. 2 of 4.
We know about the alarm. I visited that in a previous tip.
Stopwatch. Tab.
Here's
3 of 4.
Stopwatch. Very nice and handy little thing, this. Okay, it's started.
Alarm. Tab. Selected. 56.5 seconds. Elapsed.
If you touch in the center of the screen, it'll show you
56.5 seconds. 56.5 seconds elapsed.
That's how long it went before. It actually isn't running right now. It's come up in the center of the screen. That's how long it has elapsed the last time I ran it.
Start button.
If I started it, it would start from 56.5 seconds and keep counting up.
Reset button. World clock. Tab. Reset button.
Okay, now I want to reset it.
Reset. Dimmed. Start button. 0.0 seconds elapsed.
All right, so it's at 0.0.
Start button.
I'm going to start it.
Stop.
You hear the little noise there. Oddly enough, when you start the timer, you don't hear that noise. It's just the stopwatch where you hear it.
0.6 seconds elapsed.
6.7 seconds.
13.1 seconds elapsed.
I'm just kind of touching the center of the
16.9
screen.
16.9 seconds elapsed.
It will periodically.
20.9 seconds
see
elapsed.
There, every 4 seconds, it says how much time.
24.9 seconds elapsed. Stop button. Start.
All right.
Reset button. Reset. Dimmed.
I reset it to 0. I don't need to worry with it anymore.
World clock. Tab. Alarm. Tab. Selected. Stopwatch. Tab. Timer. Tab.
And we'll select the timer. Go into there. Now, what happens with the timer?
0 hours. Picker item.
It comes up automatically with a picker. Now, one thing, when you go into these various layers of the world clock, or of the clock, it doesn't often tell, VoiceOver doesn't often tell you when it changes the screen. I mean, you know, it gives a little sound like the new screen is coming up, but it doesn't tell you what new things appear on the screen. You kind of have to touch the screen to find out what's there.
7 minutes. Picker item. Adjustable.
So there's
0 hours.
An hour picker.
Item. 7 minutes. Picker item.
Adjustable. A minute picker.
When timer ends. Time passing. Button.
And you can change the sound that you hear when the timer
7 minutes.
Ends.
Picker item.
Let's just set it for 1 minute.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1 minute. When timer ends. Time passing. Button.
You don't get a second picker.
Start. Button. World clock. Start.
That's
button. 59 seconds. Remaining.
It's pretty simple. And it just keeps sort of chugging along.
53 seconds remaining.
And it will say how much time is left every
49 seconds remaining.
6 seconds, whenever it feels like it, I guess.
45 seconds remaining. 41 seconds remaining.
And it's just counting down.
37 seconds remaining. 33 seconds remaining.
This is a very nice thing.
29 seconds remaining.
Never thought that I would use any of these other features.
25 seconds remaining.
But I've started using the timer because
21 seconds remaining.
I have trouble with my oven timer sometimes getting it to work.
17 seconds remaining.
The labels that I've put on it have come off and
13 seconds remaining.
I'm too lazy to put new ones on.
9 seconds remaining.
Oh, here we go. It's going to go off in a second.
5 seconds remaining. 1 second. Alert. Timer done.
Okay.
Okay. Button. Clock. 0 hours. Picker item. Adjustable.
And it's back at the timer. Now, if you lock the screen, it will still continue to go along, and you can go into other apps and do other things and let it run in the background. And when it's done, it will play whatever sound you have selected. And then if the screen is locked, it will say, slide to stop timer. Or if you're in another app, the timer will pop up and you stop it just like we did just now. And I believe it also shows up in the notification center, although I could be mistaken, but I seem to remember it lurking in there. But I could be mistaken about that, like I said. So that is, other than the alarm, the various layers that are in the iPhone iOS clock. And I am finding them very useful. They are really simple as that to operate. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.